Good morning, David, Sue, and Kendra. If your house is anything like my house, maybe Sue's house, certainly Kendra's house. She's copped to that already. The TV is on constantly. And if it's not the TV, it's screens of some kind or another. That's how we fill the hours, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And if I'm being honest, not just the kids, it's me too.
Oh, totally.
So guilty of it. Yeah.
Are we giving ourselves or our kids too much screen time? Dr. Michael Rich is the director of the Center on Media and Child Health at Boston's Children's Hospital. Hey, Dr. Rich, good morning. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you for being with me.
This would be a great question to ask anytime, but especially now when we can't even leave the house. Mm-hmm. We're just sort of trapped in those four walls. Is it a common concern for people that they're giving their kids too much screen time?
I think it's causing a lot of guilt in people who are concerned that the recommendations that have existed for ages around television of 1 to 2 hours of quality educational screen time for kids a day should be the limit. But I have to say that was under different circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that television is just receptive screen time, not interactive screen time, such as they can have now online. And the second is that, you know, we're under very unusual circumstances right now where kids have to be learning, parents have to be working. The screen is really the only way that we can connect and communicate and do life's transactions, really.
Yeah.
And so I think we have to take a step back and not worry about screen time so much as what exactly we're doing with the screens,
mm-hmm.
and whether they are the best way to be doing it or whether they are displacing more direct interactions with other human beings, which are limited now.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
With that recommendation, outdated as it may be, 1 to 2 hours, that's the recommendation. What is the real number? Is there sort of a working number that those in your line have on how much television we're actually watching? It's got to be a lot more than a couple of hours.
We're watching quite a bit more than that. In fact, most recent estimates indicate that adolescents, which are probably the highest users, with multiple screens sometimes, are exposed on average to 11 hours and 45 minutes
wow.
a day.
Wow.
But that's, you know, watching TV and texting at the same time,
sure.
et cetera.
but
I think that, again, we have to take this as an opportunity rather than just as a problem. And I think that being the optimist that I am as a pediatrician, I think that this is an opportunity for kids to start to see the internet and the interactive screen as something more than a playground. It's really been a playground to them now, a place
mm-hmm.
to game, a place
mm-hmm.
to on social media, to Snapchat streaks, et cetera, et cetera. Now it's their connection to the world. It's where they are learning. It's where they are connecting with their friends. It's where they're being together with family. And maybe this will give us an opportunity to rethink our relationship to that space. And quite frankly, because we're on them so much, we're actually getting sick of being on them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which is a really good thing, you know,
yeah.
because before it was all just fun and games.
Yeah.
I was going to say, because my kids were so used to just watching, you know, YouTube Kids or you know, PBS on YouTube, and now I have to have them sit and do a Zoom call with their teachers. They're kind of confused. Like, this was always the fun thing. Now I have to actually sit and learn. So I'm actually seeing a change in them that they actually don't. They're getting to the point sometimes where they don't want it. They don't want to be near the computer. They don't want to be near, you know, the iPad because they're afraid. I think they're almost afraid it's going to be schoolwork.
but I don't think schools should necessarily be a bad thing. I think it should be really that this is part of our lives. You know, this is one of the many tools that we have to transact human life. And so how can we have a relationship with it that is healthy, not just in how we are using it and for how long we are using it, but how we're not using it, how we're mm-hmm. kind of putting it away and doing other things like going outside and looking at the much cleaner air we have right now.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question for you, Dr. Rich. What about, aside from the number of hours in a day that our kids are looking at screens, is there, it's still a good idea to sort of, before they go to bed, maybe an hour before they go to bed, to make sure that they're a little bit removed, or that they don't have a TV in their bedroom, or like, what are your thoughts on that?
Absolutely. This is one of the keys I have. First of all, is that we should make sure our kids are getting enough sleep. And for the most part, even with school schedules, they're not getting enough sleep. So to get adequate amount of sleep, but to get all screens off for at least an hour before bedtime for two reasons. One is that screens emit blue light, which is early morning light. It suppresses melatonin, the sleep hormone. But the other reason is that content is, for the most part, arousing, you know, and sort of getting you hyped up, you know, by whatever, because that's the way visual entertainment sells itself. So I think that putting it away, reading a book, having a conversation, even listening to music can slow things down, but even the music should be off when it's actually sleep time. So this falling asleep with headphones on is not a great idea.
This sounds like something we could go on and on about this. I just, so much of what you're saying about our children, I'm thinking that's, I need to do that. I need to
too,
put the iPad
right.
away an hour or two before I go to bed. Because it does, I mean, we've talked about this a little bit on the air. Sleep seems to be one of those things, the easiest thing you could do that you have control over that you could improve in your life is trying to like get a better night's sleep. Nobody in my family does. I'm working at it, but shutting off the screen seems like a really good first step.
That's a good tip.
Right. And you know, it's really important what you said about how we should kind of clean up our act, too, which is, you know, kids hear 1% of what we say, but 100% of what we do. And, you know, we can't have this double standard, like what I'm doing on screen is important and what you're doing is not.
Right.
I think we have to model for them the kind of behavior, the kind of healthy interactions that we want them to learn.
This is really, really great stuff.
Really
hey, we appreciate you taking a little bit of time to speak with us this morning. I hope we can check back with you again. It's really, really interesting speaking with you. For those of us with kids, we're trying to do the right thing by them under all circumstances, but especially now when we're all sort of staying close to home and under lockdown.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you know, I have an online advice column called Ask the Mediatrician that can answer your questions because, you know, as this electronic environment we live in evolves, there are new questions every day.
Outstanding. Thank you so much for taking time to chat with us this morning. Really, really appreciate it. Hope we can talk
Thank
again.
You.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.